Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Good morning. Welcome to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial and Services. I'm with Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts Sunday mornings 9 to 10 WBT 1110 99.3. That's where you can find us, Trent.
Who's paying you now, WBT?
I think I'm getting a little back end in here.
Welcome back, Patrick.
They pay us in Roby electric bottle openers.
I get it. You've had that bag of bottle openers sitting in this room for 6 years now.
I feel like one or two might be missing.
I don't know. If you want a bottle opener, email Christian, and she'll send you one.
These are old school, though. I'll throw one to, we have Vanessa in the studio, who is new to our marketing division. But we used to take these things. Remember, we had the doghouse. We sponsored the doghouse, and people would pass these before the Panther games, back in the day.
Nah, the joke is, we call me and I say dog a lot, and then with two G's, and then Ford is the big dog, and right. Knox is supposed to be the big dog, but he always says he's the little pup.
Well, TJ spells dog.
Little pup go woo woo woo.
He spells it D-A-W-G.
We ain't got no time for that.
Go dogs.
I watched a game last night and they weren't involved.
I'll tell you what, Michigan. I mean, they threw a couple.
They hurt my man. Yeah, Penix got hurt.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Nah, he was holding his side all game.
Well, Penix was at Indiana University. I mean, he kind of took them to
Michigan
places
won.
They never,
that
they'd
was
ever
good.
Been. 34-14.
If you're catching this recording on Tuesday, that's our typical day, unless Patrick throws a wrench in our schedule.
Get strep throat. I was out last week.
And it's really – well, that was great. We still recorded on Tuesday, and you weren't here, so everything worked out perfectly.
Jimbo Rhodes
yes. was a great guest host.
Did his self-named baseball sponsorship come up in last week's episode? I have not listened to the show last week. The Fighting Jimbos?
No.
He's got his own little league baseball team.
That's great. Oh, because he sponsored them.
Yeah.
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 Well, that's what happens when you got big cash. I do know this. This is the first time I'm 45 years old. I did tell Vanessa this, and I told my wife this. The first time I've ever heard of school being canceled because of too much rain Charlotte, North Carolina.
Wait. I was educated on this earlier. It's actually a wind thing. And so the school buses aren't supposed to operate over 40 miles per hour of wind. Did you know this? TJ, am I getting that right?
We'll call it the Patrick because you're full of hot air.
That's cold air out there.
Oh,
I don't know if you noticed.
Nah, it's 60 degrees today, man.
Sideways blowing wind. I don't care if it's 80 degrees. That's cold.
I know one thing. This water is good. It's hard to produce anything in the construction industry when it's wet. Dad said you never made any money in the rain. Especially in the snow, but you got to do donuts in the Kmart parking lot on Freedom Drive. But the river, my sweet river, did need some rain. It's been struggling. It's getting some rain lately, and I think we're going to see what Mother Nature's got to offer after this storm.
Oh, I bet that's kind of fun. I mean, you're just seeing what the old river brings down with it.
I mean, I wish it brought barrels of cash. It brings like
a pot of gold.
Like 40-year-old trees.
Yeah, long trees.
That have been laying on the ground with worms in them.
No branches. Yeah, that's good for the fish, the worms.
Is it really?
Yeah, I think
pulls the insects and the ingredients out of the soil.
And Kevin Blocker, our guest, is immediately regretting coming to the show.
No, I don't know. I know one thing. The river gets muddy.
It does get muddy.
I sent a text. We got a little group text with our road, and I said, yeah, I like all y'all. Around Christmas time, we were showing our love. I said, y'all like dead catfish and muddy rivers. And my wife said, nobody understands what you say. And then Michael Cox and his wife, Caroline. Michael's been on the show, Fat Burrito, amongst other things. Came back and said, LOL, ha, ha, ha. And then my wife sitting beside me, she said, they just responded, they have no clue what you meant. I said, yeah, they do.
Saying,
they
did. Oh, boy, Trent done lost his mind again.
But, I mean, if you don't know what dead catfish and muddy river is, then you hadn't been to the Catawba.
It does have a certain stench to it. It does have a certain stench. No, I'm with you. I'm with you.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Actually.
Did you see that? I showed you a picture. We were we were in Boston over the weekend for a figure skating competition.
Why didn't you stay?
Why didn't I stay in Boston? Well, I have a really good answer to that. So I pulled into the parking garage to park at University of Massachusetts at Lowell, which is a dang good hockey team, if you didn't know. I know now. And I pulled up to the parking attendant and was like, hey, do I have to pay to park? And she goes, the lady just kind of like gave me the Ron Hasen eyebrow look. She goes, where are you from? I was like,
she thought you had a southern accent?
I said, what do you mean, where am I from? And she goes, you got an accent. And I said, no, you have an accent. And she goes, you got to pay to park.
This was your most proud moment in your life. You have a southern
accent. Yeah. Someone told me
he
had a
found
accent.
The place. It's Boston, Massachusetts.
No, it was Lowell, Massachusetts.
Lowell.
Yeah.
There's Lowell. A Lowell in Gaston
That's
County,
right.
too.
I told her that. I said, we're from the similar parts of the country.
Y'all had a contest on who can say Lowell longer?
This lady, I mean, she was awesome. She was fun to talk to. But she had, I mean, like born and bred in Lowell, Massachusetts. That's also where our superintendent from Roby Commercial, Steve Demers, went to school. So I got to learn that. But I'll tell you what, man, you think this sideways rain's cold. It's a little sideways rain colder up in the Northeast. Goodness,
I was hoping
gracious.
You would get stuck. You didn't get stuck?
No, they let us out. It snowed quite a bit. But, yeah, I think their idea of dealing with snow and ours is a hair different.
Well, I mean, I think next week, if you look at the 14-day forecast, which is always so accurate, I think it's high in the 30s. I think we're going to get some snow.
They do that just to
it
get you to.
It isn't 10 days after the lightning. 10 is we're about 14 days after now, so it's going to be about 22 days after, I think, then we're going to get some snow.
We don't need that. We don't like snow. It snows Friday night, and it's gone by Sunday morning.
Hey, I still know where that Kmart. Kmart might not be here anymore, but the parking lot's still there. You know? I
yes,
know where
sir.
Kmart was. I know where to do those donuts. Sure it's in two-wheel drive.
That was fun.
So we have Kevin Blocker as our guest. He's going to talk about a business venture he's got cooking up in here. We're going to talk about some entrepreneurism. And I met Kevin by way of Carolina Golf Club after I think we had about a half a beer, and then we realized Patrick McIsaac was a mutual acquaintance.
Right.
That was moving to Boston, and then he broke our heart and stayed in Charlotte. You're listening to At Home with Roby. You have Trent Hasen and Patrick McIsaac with Kevin Blocker when we return.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial and Services, along with Trent Hasen from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts. If you missed the last segment, you can go back, check it out. We had a great time. You can check us out on any social media, I think. Not all of them. We're not on X, I don't think. But we got Facebook,
a lot of social
Instagram,
media.
LinkedIn, all the pertinent social media.
I don't ever have too much guilt, but I did have a little guilt after I was dropping elbows on you that first segment, Patrick.
I just let them build up.
I really missed
pow.
You. I'm sorry. We had a function over the weekend that you weren't at because you were in Boston.
Yeah.
We talked about that before. But the reason why you were in Boston, why were you in Boston, Patrick?
I was in Boston. My daughter is on the Charlotte figure skating but through Pineville, and she's a synchronized skater. So Charlotte Synchro is the name of the team. And most of the competitions are away from the South. They're in the Northeast or Michigan or Pennsylvania. And so they had a competition, which is really cool, man. These kids work so hard to try to get this down. And essentially, if you're not familiar with this, it's like synchronized swimming, but you're going about three times as fast and you're on ice skates.
Mm. I think that's really cool. I see you
totally
beam up when you talk about
I'm
it.
I'm excited for
you're getting to experience some cool places.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's good.
Proud of Scarlett.
Thank you.
Good.
That's good.
What's up, Blocker?
Not much. I appreciate you guys having me on.
Oh, man, you do have a voice for radio.
Booming. Well, it's not a face. I know that.
Neither one of us have it either.
Is there some underlying story about your voice for radio?
No, I just practice the intros a lot. We talked about the wrestling studio in here, and I'm from Tampa originally, another wrestling spot. So,
well, if you haven't caught Tyler Hager and his wife and his sister show talking about Goldie's, which is the new hot spot in the South End, about where Clanton runs in the South, great. I have a great Goldie's brim I wear a lot, but he said that's why the DJ's voices sound so smooth, because they slowed it, slow it, down. Nah. And yeah. you must have been working on that.
Yeah, you know, I've had a little free time recently, so maybe that's what I've been doing.
It's also a negotiation tactic. We were talking about Chris Voss with your friend Aaron Zucker as well, mm-hmm. and that's what he says. Get the late-night deep radio voice when you're in a negotiation.
Yeah, look, he I don't know him well, but our kids are in school together, little kindergartners. Yeah, so we negotiate with our little daughters, and you might know it's a little trickier than it sounds with a 6-year-old. So.
That's why I'm terrible at negotiation, because I'm like squeaky, like an excited mouse. Hey, you want to do a deal?
So, little known secret of Trent is the madder and angry and more excited he gets, the higher pitched and louder he gets.
That's a secret?
Well, not amongst us, but maybe outside of the Roby building. Yes, it might be a secret. I don't know.
Reagan's like, why are you so mad? I'm like, I'm not mad.
No, that's why he's in business development now. He's not out there in the field. He's not negotiating every deal these days.
He does a pretty good job at that. Now, Kevin, it's cool that y'all met. You mentioned on the last segment you two met at Carolina Golf Club, which is obviously a place that is near and dear.
On the west side.
Yeah, on the west side, everybody's heart. And Kevin and I know each other, God almighty, like I guess probably 2006 maybe?
Man, I had to go back and write down some notes because, you know, we probably moved here around the same time. I think you were here right after school.
And 04, yeah.
I spent a year playing baseball and started a company or joined a company in Columbia.
Yeah.
And then, you know, spent a few years there and decided I was going to move here. So probably about the same time. You're right, 15, 20 years now.
Yeah.
So you played baseball after college?
I played a little baseball, yeah. Like I said, we mentioned before the show, I'm half Cuban, and I grew up in Florida. And I was probably one of the worst baseball players on my Legion team, but I come to find out we had 11 draft picks and 4 first-round picks just on that team. So came up to the baseball powerhouse at Wofford and played a few years there, played some summer league up in the Northeast, and got drafted
Wofford's,
by the Rockies.
Wofford's what brought you north?
Brought me to the Carolinas.
That, I hear you.
I've never seen a mountain in my life till we actually do have some family in Columbia that when I was a kid, we went camping once or twice. So.
Well, he skipped over. He played for the Rockies for,
I heard
for
that.
A second.
He saw some real mountains.
I played in their organization.
In their
organization. Not exactly
You didn't
the same.
Go to
not
Colorado?
Exactly the same. It's just, I say it's just enough to know that wasn't for me. So.
Gotcha.
I heard that. Well, welcome to the north.
Yeah. Yeah, we're up here.
Did Patrick tell you he was just in Boston?
I heard about that.
Yeah, remember you tried to get me to stay there. Yeah.
So there wasn't snow yet, though.
So like what position did you play?
So I was a middle infielder. I was a shortstop mostly.
Yeah.
You know, we had a lot of guys from the Caribbean, Dominican guys, Puerto Rican guys in the middle infield, but they were a couple of guys that were a little different, spoke English a little more, and I do speak Spanish, but I gave them a little trick. I didn't talk to them in Spanish for a few weeks, and I got to listen to all the nice things they were saying about me as a middle infielder.
Oh,
so.
Nice. That's pretty good.
That's a good trick. I do the same thing. I just don't know Spanish.
Kevin is being humble. He's a very good athlete, and so we played a lot of flag football together, and I think that's probably where we became closer friends. Was during that time across the street from Eastover Ridge there, and Kevin was our quarterback.
Oh wow!
And we had when we were a little older than Vanessa, who's in the studio from our marketing department. We were a little older than her. We had a pretty good little run, and then everybody else became 22, and we were not 22 anymore. And then quickly we sort of faded out.
Yeah, you're leaving the best part out because, like I said, my my lovely wife, Diana.
I was hoping you would say that.
That's actually how we met.
That's
and,
right.
I wouldn't have a family and would not have bumped back into her if she hadn't bumped into Patrick a few years later. I think I got a text probably 5 years after we met, and he said, you know what, I bumped into Diana from the flag football team, and she says she wants to play. I know you guys haven't seen each other in a while. Patrick wasn't playing anymore. He was a family man already, probably ready to focus on business. He said, Kevin's probably still playing. So we texted a few times. I didn't say anything about flag football. We went out on the boat a few times, which is how all good marriages start.
Wow.
And, I don't know if I knew that. Been,
yeah. Yeah.
Were you listening to earlier in the show? We talk about the river a lot.
Yeah. I know there's some boat talking there. I heard a few things.
Time out. Not to put you on the spot here, but who is more competitive, you or Diana?
her nickname was the cheetah.
Yeah.
Okay, so she was the you know, if you play flag football, there's the person that rushes the quarterback.
She was awesome.
That was her job.
Wow.
And she did not hand the flags back. She was more of a
throw it
off to the side kind of person.
It was awesome.
She's pretty competitive.
So how long have you and Diana been married?
It's 11 years and change.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
That's
it's
awesome.
Been a good bit.
God, that makes me feel old. And goodness gracious.
I think we were together 5 years before that. So.
Yeah.
Do y'all have kids?
Rub it in.
We have two kids, and we have a 6-year-old Sid and a 2-year-old Harrison, and I'm the same age as you, and that is not the time to start, but you know, they're beautiful kids. I am 45.
So you played Wofford 96 to 2000?
I did.
Okay.
I did.
Got it. I can do math.
Yeah, we were there. We weren't good, but we were there.
See, Trent went the other way with the math. I was going the other way and calculating your kids when they graduate college and then kind of putting that.
I'm going to have to stay in shape.
Yeah.
It's not
good.
Look
how young this guy is. Yeah. And he's a spry fellow because many of the Carolina Golf Club, he was talking junk.
Mm-hmm. He said we had a beer, so maybe half a beer.
Yeah, half a beer is what we had. So what do you do for a living?
Yeah, so when I stopped playing baseball, I decided it wasn't for me. I needed something to do. So talked to a buddy from college. His dad had started a finance firm, so financial advice. It happened to be in Columbia, and he said, hey, you can come work here a little bit if you want before you go to grad school. And so as you remember, this was 2001, and the stock market wasn't doing so well. And I had a computer science background. I was going to go to grad school for computer science, and that wasn't nearly as attractive anymore given the tech bubble burst. So
yeah.
I said, you know, I wanted to go to a small business anyways. I wanted to use the skills that I had. And so after about 2 weeks working at the firm, they said, hey, we want you to skip grad school. We want to tell you how we do things, but we need to know you're going to stay. And as a 21-year-old, it sounded like a great idea. So we were about three people and did that for about 20 years till last year. So.
And you were a financial...
Yeah, so the firm is it's technically an RIA, which is a registered investment advisor, but really we focused on the investment management side. So Horizon Investments is here in Charlotte now. Still a great firm. We serviced 5,000-plus advisors around the country, helping them with their clients, mostly helping manage the money for those clients.
Got it.
Yeah, so it's a great place to be. Was there 20 years, and, you know, just kind of we got to where it was a little bit bigger, and for me, sitting at a desk wasn't as much fun as it used to be. So we actually sold a decent chunk to a private equity firm a few years ago, and I decided I was gonna take some time off and hang out with the family.
I hear you. Okay. Well, we're going to go pay some bills. Will you stick around?
Absolutely.
We'll take this to the next step. You did say something that was very time-specific. I'll reiterate that when we get back. You're listening to Kevin Blocker and Patrick McIsaac and Trent Haston on the At Home with Roby Show.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial and Services, along with Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts. If you missed the last few segments, go back, check us out. You can catch us on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, or anywhere where you catch podcasts. We're with Kevin Blocker. Kevin, you were kind of telling us about the history of Kevin. We talked a little bit about where you grew up, your roots, your baseball days a little bit, and then obviously your professional career with Horizon for 20 years. Trent had left us at the last segment with what we call a cliffhanger.
Well, I think
not Sylvester Stallone, but
I thought it was cool that Kevin, 96 to 2000, was in college.
Yeah.
He was in the computer technology business. Is
right.
Did say that correct?
Yeah, that was my
What's
major.
The name
that was
of
my
it?
Background. But computer science was
computer
the major.
Computer science.
And math and some
okay.
other stuff.
Yeah. It's hard for me to say the word science. I'm such a blockhead. No, that was a joke. But people forget that in the 90s, the late 90s, computer technology and computer science was, I mean, it was the Bitcoin of the day,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah, anything,
that day.
Any website or company that had .com or .net or tech or any of that stuff. And the internet was just coming along. So it was the place to be. So
And they all said that 2000, January 1st, 2000 at 12 o'clock
goodness gracious.
Midnight, Y2K, the world was going to stop working.
Yep.
which never happened. The computers outwitted us.
Mm-hmm.
They kept running because they were going to stop. And but then shortly thereafter, the technology bust happened.
Yeah.
And then 9/11 kicked it in the knees. So some companies did survive, and technology obviously is the wave of the future, and technology will continue to grow. But the hotness of it slowed down a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think the idea of, you know, moving out west and going to California and working at a .com startup, that just wasn't the same.
You so, wanted to move out west too?
Nah, you know, I didn't get that far. I didn't get that far.
What's going on with this fella?
He wants to go up north. I was going to go out west.
Yeah.
I did play baseball out west. That was enough. That was kind of enough for me when I was out there.
It's a great place to visit.
It was.
I know you enjoy going out there, but it's a good place to visit.
Well, that's cool. So you got in the financial industry.
Yep.
You started helping people with helping their management for their clients.
Mm-hmm.
That's what y'all did.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and Horizon's still there. It's growing. Like I said, PE firm made some investments in the firm. It's growing. It's supposed to buy some other places, but you know, for me, it was two or three people when we started, and that's about 80 people now.
Wow.
Plus.
So, I was about to ask that. That's
yeah,
cool.
And I think all I learned towards the end there was just that I wanted to be at a smaller place where you wake up every day, and you can go as far down the road as you can take it that day. And really, you know, a couple of years ago, I think actually, Patrick, you reached out. I changed my LinkedIn profile, which is kind of a way to, like, express to people that you're not at,
sure.
In my case, not at Horizon anymore. And I changed it to a holding company that's called Blocker Capital. But that company's actually been around for 3+ years. And it started as a way to start a business with my sister. And
oh,
so,
really?
Yeah, my sister is she's a great operator. She's got a finance and accounting background. And she was in a really interesting space. And she wanted to start her own business. But some people just need a little bit of a push, right? They're not all entrepreneurs. So we started a treatment business, a clinic business that treats people that are addicted to opiates. And there's two clinics around Charlotte and one down in Fayetteville. And that was just kind of the background she was in. So we wanted to help people. I'm not a medical person. My dad was a doctor, but I had no interest in it. But my sister fell into that space. So I thought we could help some people start a business that was very different than what I was already doing. And I kind of got back to my roots. I do things like handle the website when it goes down or set up the new clinics. We're moving to a new space, you know, this month. So, you know, just doing stuff that you can do as a small startup that you can't do even when you get to 80 people.
You're blocking and tackling.
Yeah. It's fun. It's fun to see this stuff.
A great baseball analogy.
What else you got for me? That's two.
Blocker is his last name.
That's a cool story. So 3 years ago, you started a family business.
Yeah. 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 Well, you know, we those 3 years.
That's the opposite of most of our guests.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
They're trying to run from family businesses. No, we are a 74-year-old family business.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Over here. So that's great. So your sister is from the recovery side of the world?
Yeah, she kind of fell into that under medical management. She actually managed my dad's practice first, then some bigger companies. And, you know, believe it or not, there are big companies that treat people that are addicted to all kinds of things, including opiates. And that was one of the areas that she fell into and learned a lot about and decided that was a good place with all the stuff going on to really focus some of her energy. And so she actually went to Furman, of all places. So she was familiar with the Carolinas, was living in Greenville. And then she moved to Rock Hill and kind of been running that ever since and still looking at still growing that and, you know, obviously servicing more people that need treatment. And then myself, I'm just going to focus some more time on probably getting back into the finance thing sometime this year. I think some of your previous guests have talked about, you know, obviously investment in a variety of different things with real estate in particular. But I think one of the interesting things I learned at Horizon is that 20 years ago, they were about 2 million, what they call accredited investors, right? So people that have some money to invest,
right,
or are high,
yep,
earners. And I think at the end of last year, 2023, they were closer to 25 million. So you have the opportunity to service a lot of people that in theory are allowed to now invest in sophisticated things.
But they don't
have a ton of advice there.
That's a really interesting stat. I don't know. Did you know that? I've never heard that before. I mean, kind of the narrative that you hear is it's going the other way, right? That there's fewer and fewer, but 2 million to 25 million.
Yeah, and it's pretty simple. Like, you know, they basically just never changed the line. that defines what an accredited investor is.
When are they going to do that?
There's no talk of doing it. They're actually making it easier. And one of the things that's a risk for those people is that when you become an accredited investor, essentially the liability for doing due diligence goes to you. So the SEC doesn't look over the shoulder of advisors as much. Yep. So there's actually opportunity for fraud there as well. So there are plenty of people that need that help.
Wow.
Man. And maybe it makes somebody's numbers look better on the other side. Well, I don't know.
Just to reiterate, I mean, the same, it's, I think I know the dollar figure, but that dollar figure has not changed in 25 years, essentially?
Pretty much, yeah. It's, I think, $200,000 for a couple of years of your previous earnings, or $1 million liquid investments, or $300,000 if you're a married couple. But, you know, there are plenty of people that meet that criteria these days.
Yeah. Wow, I did not know that.
Yeah,
I did know a little bit about the accredited investors, but yes, that is interesting. $2 million in how long a period of time?
Basically, since 2002 or so. Let's call it 20,
so in
20 years
$2 million to $25 million. Done.
They said
There's
been $8 million added just in the last 4 or 5 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
During the time of strong inflation.
Correct. Yeah.
As well. So that is cool. I think it's cool. You say the business, Blocker Capital, has three locations now?
Well, Blocker Capital owns Pavana Treatment, which is
the treatment
business.
Centers. Yeah, right.
And Blocker Capital is just the holding company. But it is a place where, you know, any information related to the business.
Well, I mean, I think that is a blessing. Opioid treatment. Mm-hmm. People that are listening might know somebody that needs some help.
Sure.
How do they get a hold of the Pavana?
Yeah, that's the easiest thing. Just Google Pavana Treatment, P-A-V-A-N-A.
Thank you.
And the locations would come up depending on where you're searching from. Super easy to do. It's outpatient. Go in, see a provider, make sure if the person's doing what they need to do. It's almost like managing diabetes these days. It's pretty easy. You can take a pill or they have strips as well. And it's just something you do every morning. And once you're nice and stable, people can operate pretty normally once they're treated.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's a noble effort, as I think Trent's saying. I mean, that's really good that you all decided to get into that business.
Mm-hmm.
So how often do you and your sister have knockdown dragouts?
Yeah, it's funny.
And who
my
wins?
Friend's family, you know, they know that we're very different. But, you know, you have to have different people to make businesses work, right?
That's right.
I think day to day, she says there's some fire, and I just tell her it's okay. We'll put it out.
How do her and the cheetah get along?
How do who? Oh, jeez.
That's your wife.
Yeah,
they actually are pretty friendly.
I'm
so
joking.
We're
Have you ever thrown a fax machine off to two stories stairwell and watch it bust in the parking lot? Oh, that never happened to me.
That was before my time.
No, we get along really well. We work really hard to get along really well.
That's nice.
I do value and appreciate. I'm saying all that in jest.
Yeah,
I think it's really cool that you and your sister work together. Well, cool. Pavana, Blocker Management. Hey, we don't have anything lined up for the last segment. Will you stick around with us?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's do
it.
Kevin Blocker, when we return, you're listening to At Home with Roby.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial and Services, along with Trent Hasten from the Roby family of companies. If you missed the last couple of segments, go back, check us out.
We're having fun.
We are having
fun. I learned a lot. I always talk about how the cool thing about our show is it's like speed dating on steroids. You get to know somebody so well, so intimately while they're here. I've learned so much about Kevin and his business and his life. Is your parents still down in Tampa?
Yeah, mom, dad, aunt. I think that's it these days. Yeah,
you said your dad was a doctor, delivered babies.
He was. He did deliver babies. I know we saw that wrestling studio here, and I think one of his claims to fame was he helped or delivered Hulk Hogan's kids down there in Tampa. So,
and I never knew this. I said, you know, wrestling essentially just like NASCAR essentially started in Charlotte. Mm-hmm. They used to have NWA, the Crockett family. Did wrestling matches early on in a room in the in the building here.
Yeah.
And you said, yeah, well, half of it started in Charlotte. The other half, the WWF, which I didn't know much about as a kid. I did as I merged, got older, was in Tampa.
Yeah. Yeah. Tampa's, it's known for a couple of things, and wrestling's one of them. So I think Hulk. We would go to the airport, and he would just see big dudes that were really tan, and they would just be wrestlers just going wherever they were going. And it was kind of cool when I moved here, and I would see Ric Flair around town. We still see him here and there, right? You would say, all right, this is another place that has a deep wrestling background. So kind of cool that you shared that.
It is cool.
I didn't know that. I learned that. Hopefully, y'all learned something.
I think a lot of it moved to Atlanta too. After TNT and TBS also got into the game, and most of those guys were in Atlanta. After, I'm sure it was after Tampa and after Charlotte.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Well, one of my friends, while we were in break, Adam Green, friend at Carolina Golf Club,
just texted me
and said, "What's the river look like?" It's pretty funny that he said that.
You got a webcam? Timely. You can pull it up.
I don't. I'm gonna have to wait till I get off work. I'm at work, so wait till I get home.
Okay.
I'm not in the webcam business, but I can't do anything Reagan around is. My house because my wife will catch me.
I was about to say Reagan's in the webcam business.
Amazon guy backed into our basketball goal. And we had two or three neighbors. We were at the beach. Two or three neighbors texted all, you know, your goal's all wonky. And they pulled off. And Reagan pulled it up on the camera, yeah. Called Amazon. They said, "Do you have documentation?" She's like, "I have it on video."
Mm-hmm.
They're like, "Ooh, okay."
New that basketball hoop easy. Coming your way.
Yeah, exactly. And then Trent's putting up basketball hoops.
There you go.
Did you get the replacement up?
Yeah.
I hadn't seen it yet. Yeah. I hadn't seen it. All right.
Well, you got to come to the west side.
I know. So I need to burn Boston. Get a Christmas tree going or two.
So, but yeah.
Wow.
It is. I can't wait to see the river. I might jump on a log and ride south. See how it goes. A little rapidy.
Oh, man. Huckleberry Finn going down the river.
I don't
like
know
it.
About all that. You said something about Vanessa Marchetti coming on the show for the last segment. I think she's a little bashful.
He got your last name right first time. I think your Sarah is not. She's gonna be noticing that he got your name right the first time. I bet you.
Yeah. Sarah Stryhouse was a guest on the show. She handles our multimedia.
Yeah, she's
division.
I believe that Vanessa's working under Sarah, right? Yeah,
but I was giving her a hard time about her name there for a while. I think I said it perfectly a second ago.
I think she's pretty competitive too. She probably could have hit the flag football circuit with us back in the day.
Yeah, you know, those were good times. I don't know that those were around the same way they were.
I know. I mean, it really was. We would play. I mean, we can't say the name. Well, we could say the name of the team. We had a very unique team name that's probably not radio appropriate. We had a good run.
But don't say it. You said you're going to say it. Can't say it.
Well,
don't
like,
say it.
It's like football's going deep, but without the foot and then without the going.
What are you? Stop. Kevin, I got a question for you. Do you ever attempt to play softball now?
You know, I played softball twice right after I, air quotes, retired from baseball. Right. And my buddy, I got a shout out to my buddy down in Charleston. He played with me in college. His name is Rad. R.A.D.
My favorite movie.
Given name. I wish he was named after that movie. But wow. He's named after his parents' initials. But he lived in Columbia when I moved there. And he said, "You want to come play for the softball team?" So we go out there, and they threw me that first pitch, and I hit it over the fence. I was so proud of myself. And the team got so mad because there was nobody on base.
And you limit to how many home
You're
runs.
Only allowed to have three home
That's
runs.
That's right.
And
That's
then
right.
I remember the guy pitching. He pitched, and then he ran back to second base. I'll never forget it. They had bags with their names on it. It was Juan's Mechanic Shop. And they knew exactly what they were doing. And those were my two games. And I said, I'm not made for softball, man. So I'm going to stick it out.
We've had some Roby teams over the years.
We have, but you said, Rad, we have a good client, architect. It's Ragona Architect and Design. It's Rad, R-A-D, which is wonderful.
Knew that. Yeah, wow. Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, they want me to play shortstop on the Roby team about a year and a half ago, and I'm standing over there. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I can't get hit in the head again. If this Neanderthal hits a rocket and knocks my head off, my wife's going to be upset. Yeah. And I don't know if my jock strap and my cup is still substantial like it used to be.
I wouldn't recommend it.
1996,
well, you're wearing
five
it on,
version.
You're not wearing it on your head, though.
No. I was worried about other things besides my
brain. Well, you're talking about protecting your
brain,
head. I
my
know.
Brain zone. It was real scary. Patrick hit back-to-back home runs himself.
I got nobody on base, though.
We didn't care. We were losing 25-3. We were happy with his solo home home runs.
Yeah, nice. Take what you can get.
That's it.
For those of you don't know, that's a one-run home run, nobody on base, solo.
And the nice thing about softball, they don't even make you run the bases. You just go back to the dugout.
And drink a
beer. I ran the bases.
Okay, you did. Hey, listen, thanks for catching us today. Thanks for coming back, Patrick. Glad you came back down. Kevin, thanks for coming up north.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
We had to get out and play around when it dries up a little bit. I can't wait to see the river. Listen, go do the golden rule today. Treat others the way you want to be treated. Carry a smile around on your face. Thanks for listening to At Home with Roby.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.